Hey there, listeners. It's Mike Snyder here.
And I'm Brett Molina, and welcome back to Talking Tech. We all love our smartphones, right? But it's always cool to learn something new we can do with them.
That's right, Brett. And our colleague, Kim Komando, who's a contributor on tech.usatoday.com, has some great ideas in a recent column of hers. I thought we might want to talk about some of them. For instance, you ever want to see how tall your kids are or even how tall you yourself are? Well, on newer iPhones, such as the iPhone 12 Pro or 12 Pro Max, there's an app called Measure. You just type the word in the search field and it'll pop up. Then you simply position the person in the frame. Measurement will appear. You can take the picture to capture their height. Now, on Android phones, you'll need to use a third-party option, and Kim recommends one called Smart Measure, but she recommends reading through the instructions to calibrate the app for your phone properly. Next, you know, if you've gone to a restaurant and been afraid to try to scan the QR code to see a menu, you know, don't fret, because if you use an iPhone, it can automatically scan the code. Just open up your camera, point it at the QR code, and then tap the notification that pops up at the top of the phone. It should direct you to the proper website. Now, similarly, for Android, there's a good chance your camera app can do the same thing. But say, let's say you have a Samsung Galaxy device. You swipe down on the home screen to access quick settings, tap QR scanner, then OK. This will launch the camera app, and you can scan from there. If it doesn't work, be sure that the option to scan QR code just toggled on in your camera settings.
So one feature she mentions that I could potentially find useful is the ability to connect to your computer at home when you are out and about. You use this free service called Google Chrome Remote Desktop. You need to set it up on your browser first. You go to remote desktop, all one word, .google.com/access and follow the instructions. Then when you want to access a computer remotely, you open Chrome on your phone and go to that same site and click access to select which computer you want. Then you enter a PIN and you connect right away. The full instructions are in Kim's story, and you can read that on tech.usatoday.com.
And also in that story, she had some other tips, like how to use a phone as a security camera, how to find lost socks and other items that you may misplace, and how to check if your remote control batteries need charging. Listeners, let's hear from you. Any of these turn out to be helpful for you? Any other comments, questions, or show ideas or tech problems? You can find me on Twitter at Mike Snyder.
And I'm at Brett Molina 23. Please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.